Hey guys, how are you doing? It's nice to see you. I've missed talking to you, and I want to let you know I finally managed to get back out here to the video location just to tell you that no, I'm not actually dead, that I really did survive this attack that I went through. I'm still working on full recovery, but I wanted to tell you you're appreciated and that what you do, who you are, is incredibly important. You're not insignificant. 1 out of 8 billion people or something like that. You're unlimited. And we've just gotten so far out of touch with who we are and our real condition, and we're wrapped up in words or don't even think about it, or if we do, it's a belief system where we all fight about who's right in their explanation of reality. And none of that has anything to do with the reality itself. We need to get back. There's some urgency in the world situation. I'm sure you've noticed our rulers following orders from above them that ultimately come from non-human levels are working to destroy life on the world, life in the world. And I don't think that's a good plan. It's basically coming from satanic bosses. There have been lots of videos about it. I've come to a lot of the same conclusions as people like David Icke and many other great people that have been doing videos on the internet. And if you want to see the world situation, there's lots of good news sources. Not the conventional ones, but the ones that get censored all the time generally and get labeled as misinformation are some of the best. Now, if I mention them on all these platforms, I may disappear, but you know who I'm talking about. We have a lot of their videos and articles on lostartsradio.com almost every day. So you can stay up with what's going on in the world, but what the message is there's a big problem. Everything is not fine. You know, there's incredible pain being caused every day by the people working within the power structure to carry out the orders of the satanic globalist rulers, and it's causing a lot of problems. And the question is, what's the antidote? And Alex was interviewing David a week ago or so and asked him, all right, David, honestly, because Alex really respects David, I would say their last names, but you probably would never see the video. And he said, okay, David, what's the outlook at this point, you know, for humanity and life on our planet? And David said, I think correctly, it depends on which level you come from. If you're looking at it just from 3D, you know, physical level, things that are going on, there's basically no hope. They're moving us toward nuclear war, totally, you know, total destruction from so many angles. And it's not being stopped. So he said, basically, on the 3D level, it's not hopeful. But on the real level, moving from who we are, acting from who we are, conscious of who we are, not as a belief, but as an experience, success is totally guaranteed. So it's all about changing consciousness. And a lot of people who deal with that on the internet talk about the spiritual aspect and they ignore the physical. But what I saw after many decades of working on research to reverse aging and get rid of degenerative disease and get back toward our normal physical function, that we need to work on both levels. Because if you don't get things in as good shape on the physical level as you can, it's much more difficult to do the internal work. So we started this private group that wouldn't be censored, Planetary Healing Club. And the purpose of it is personal transformation and contributing our maximum benefit that we can to the outside world and helping to turn it back on the verge of destruction. And I still feel the urgency of doing that. And it comes down to personal transformation. because we can talk all we want, but really only the only thing we can really convey on a deep level is who we are, to the degree that we've integrated with that consciously. So, you know, I really hesitated to start Planetary Healing Club because I hadn't yet finished and mastered my own total self-transformation, integration with spirit, what we all need to do. But we really are not in a position to wait. We need to be doing what we can now and working on changing focus so we start to transform and have a different effect on the outside world. Everything we do, I want to tell you, sorry for the bugs, they're back too. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you feel, everything you say, it is extremely important, and we're influencing everybody all the time, at all distances. This is not the physical environment that it looks like. There's much more to it. So pay attention to yourself primarily, and that's the best way that you can help everybody else. Catch the mind programs that take you into negative energies of self-destruction that then transmit to other people, and learn to reverse them, and pay attention to what you're doing to take care of your physical body. It's really important, and you want to change from addiction and doing everything through habit, not just eating but everything, to doing it consciously. And that's what we're working on in Planetary Healing Club. So you're welcome to join us, planetaryhealingclub.com, if you're ready to do serious work on yourself. And in any case, even if you are, you don't necessarily have to do it in our environment. It's just, it's a good environment, mutually supportive, live every week on Saturdays, U.S. time. And members that miss the live meetings, they can participate via archive and email. So it's a group that we are ready to bring out of beta and get whoever's appropriate to be in it from any part of the world to join us and change the atmosphere, the energetic atmosphere of the planet, from dark to light. I mean, if you want to make it simple, that's pretty much what it is. It's transmuting dark into light. It's, you know, the atmosphere is not only physical, which is being polluted with the chemtrail spraying and EMF radiation, and now Musk's 5G satellites, which are a real problem for the planetary environment. Hopefully, you know, we need to bring those down and bring the 5G towers to a halt, all that stuff, not violently, but it needs to be done. And the best way to do it is if we can wake up the people in positions of power and positions where they're obeying the officials. So if those people start waking up, they'll realize, I can't follow these orders. This is suicide. And they'll stop doing it. And that gets back to what David and others have said is the antidote on the physical level, which is peaceful mass noncompliance. And it's starting, it is starting. And the way to accelerate it is a change in awareness, so that when you get to a certain point of self-awareness, you can't follow suicidal orders anymore. It's just impossible. So we need to get ourselves to that point, you know, recognizing what is suicidal. Even if it's inconvenient and unpleasant to recognize it, we have to do that so we can stop destroying ourselves. Then we have an influence on everybody else. So what I was going to say is the physical atmosphere is not, the atmosphere of the planet is not just physical. It's energetic. And it's a composite of everybody's broadcast of emotional frequency. And those who are focused have more of an influence than thousands who are not. So you can have a stronger influence than most of the masses by getting back in touch with yourself. anyway, I really encourage you to use your time well. Don't just let it go by in habit. I'm talking to myself too. This is really important time, and you have a massive influence, not from your own ego self, which is just junk and needs to be let go, but as an open channel to spirit. You're directly connected to God. God's not some religious belief. It's real. God's real. Spirit is real. It doesn't even matter what you call it. It's just as real if you don't believe in it. But it's not the belief I'm advocating. It's the connection. It's a different thing. So, connected. You're connected to spirit, but you want to make that conscious and let it flow through you. And then that becomes your influence on the world, and it's unlimited. If you let it happen from spirit rather than from your ego self, it's refreshing. It heals you first and then everybody else. We need to get that flowing again. Get the obstructions out of the way and it'll flow by itself. And it's connected to physical health, mental well-being, a sense of stability, security, no matter what's going on the outside. And it's the source of everything real. It is the main reality. God's not somewhere far away. God is right integrated with you now, ready to work through you. So find the obstructions that you're putting in the way. Drop all the ego junk. Forget about arguing about who's right and wrong, who's better than who else. Invite spirit. Become an open channel. It allows unlimited transmission. You can help in a huge way to heal life on our planet, and it's needed now. So do it on your own. Do it in any way you can. Watch what you say all during the day. What energy is behind it? Is it harmony and love and remembering of spirit and God, or is it defensive ego nonsense? You know, you can't even do anything really well holding on to this ego junk that we all run around in. So the message is, get back to yourself, and there are ways, specific ways to do that. And take care of your physical body. It really matters. You know, when you eat food, don't do it just by what you're used to. When you do anything, do it just not just by what you're used to, but what you reach into and feel will help you. Not just memorizing what you read somewhere, but connecting directly. Everybody's got inner guidance all the time. God's not far away. Spirit's not far away. You're not disconnected. You're just out of touch. It's different. The connection's there. Get it back. Make it conscious. Ask. There's an answer for everything that's asked. It's just you got to drop the resistance to hear it. And it's always in harmony. Never guides you into anything bad. It's all beauty. It's not vengeful. It's not angry. It's not hateful. It doesn't hate you because of your mistakes that you made. It's unlimited love. That's our, you know, we wouldn't have any way to get anywhere without that. If it was all based on justice, we'd all fail. It's unlimited love. It's the reality. As David says, everything else is illusion. I'm not saying that because I memorized what he said. I'm saying it because I found the same thing to be true. Value yourself. Value your time. And if you're up to it and you want to work with us in this, our supportive live environment, check out planetaryhealingclub.com. I look forward to seeing you there. You're very much appreciated and loved. I know who you are. You'll know who you are. You do know who you are at a deep level. It's not limited. Let it out. Okay, thank you. I'll see you soon.